We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Jeff Brown joins us now to talk some Penn State basketball. And here we are. We're on the eve of the Big Ten tournament. Penn State has actually managed a first-round bye, Jeff.
I know. Could you believe that? Back in the 0-10 days here early in the 2019 year, we certainly weren't thinking about anything like that. And now all of a sudden, they've got their bye. They're going to be playing Minnesota in the first round. And once they beat Minnesota, I'm going to say that, not if, once they beat Minnesota, then they move on to Purdue. So they still have their work cut out for them, but it's a very doable road.
Well, I think it's become pretty clear that if Penn State plays 40 minutes of its best basketball, its best defense, and doesn't have these lapses, the Big Ten sets up. So it's not that they'll be a favorite to make a run through, but nothing would really surprise you either.
No, not this year. You know, there have been years in the past where you looked at Michigan State or Ohio State or Purdue and said, you know, they're going to win it. There's you know, no doubt about it. But this year, I think anybody can beat anybody, and it's been proven out over the course of the season. So does Penn State have a shot? Absolutely, they've got a shot at this.
One game at a time, and I think it's interesting, the first game Thursday night at the United Center in Chicago. It's a shot at redemption. They lose to Minnesota 65-64 in January. Mm-hmm. And after that game, that's when Pat Chambers said he thought he had the best 0-8 team in the country. So this is a historical moment where we're going back to that time.
Absolutely. And you lose by 1 point at the Barn, you can beat these guys on the road. Absolutely.
So that's where things get started. I wanted to look back just a little bit at how Penn State got to this point. So you look at Illinois, that game that kind of sealed that getting the 10 seed. Senior day, and Josh Reeves had himself a day, didn't he?
Oh, my goodness. I think now I'm going to go on record as saying I'm a fan. Okay, I think Josh Reeves, along with Jamel Cornley, are my two favorite Penn State players of all time. And, yeah, I'm overlooking, you know, some of the scorers. But these two guys both play complete basketball games. Both ends of the floor. They have an overflow of heart. And Josh Reeves put it on the line yesterday. Double-double, 11 boards, career-best 26 points. I don't know how many steals and how many blocks he had, but he had a lot. He literally, you know, just said, look, we're not losing this final game, and we're not blowing this bye. I'm taking care of business. Because first half, the guys are pretty spotty. And they started off 1-for-11, three-pointers. And I did at one point sit there at the scores table and think, oh, God, you can't do this. You can't do this. And then the second half, they came out on fire. I think Illinois ended up scoring more points at the free throw line than they did from the field in the second half. And Penn State just shut them down and poured it on. And it was on the back of Josh Reeves. And I guess if I can inflict any negative whatsoever in this narrative, it was, God, I wish he'd done that the whole season.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I think, but I guess better late than never. He's always played that role of, you know, just the ringleader of that defense. And mm-hmm. maybe he's just never felt like he was empowered to take on more of a scoring role. Or maybe, you know, maybe just the consistency wasn't a thing. To circle back to your point, though, Illinois did indeed score more points from the free throw line than the field. 5 out of 24 from the floor in the second half. 14 out of 17 from the free throw line.
Yeah, so it was, you know, they did their part in helping out, absolutely. But you know, when you see Josh Reeves play like that, I can't help but want to see him play a few more games.
Well, I mean, this will be the chance this week, starting with Minnesota, to see if he can continue this little hot streak of his. And really, he just carried the water for Penn State on that side of the floor. Lamar Stevens did his usual thing, played all 40 minutes in this one, 16 points for him.
Way into the top five all time in scoring.
Yeah, yeah, and that's just another opportunity, I think, to try to appreciate him and hopefully This isn't his final week of play at Penn State either.
Okay, I'm going to turn the tables on you. You always ask me the questions. I'm going to ask you one.
All right. Oh, I'm really nervous about this.
Pressure's on. Can they get in the NIT?
Well, I what's it going to take? You know, like, is there a record cutoff for the NIT? Or is there unofficially?
They don't like to take sub 500 teams, that's for sure.
What's that?
They don't like to take sub 500 teams, that's for sure.
But it'll be interesting. So I think probably they'll probably have to beat Purdue, right? So they're sitting at 14-17, I believe, is the record. Mm-hmm. 14-17, you beat Minnesota, you beat Purdue, you're 16-17. You'd really have to win the whole entire tournament to finish 500 or better. So there's a good chance of that. But I think being hot down the stretch and being the defending NIT champion of the world, maybe that helps their case a little bit.
See, that's the same thing I'm thinking. If I go to the NIT right now, I'm saying, we're your defending champion. Take a look at how we've played over the last 10 games. Take a look at the season, you know, and the amount of points we've lost by. Take a look at the strength of schedule, which is still in the top five in the nation. I think they can make a pretty good case for being in the NIT. I don't think there are, 56 teams or whatever, who are better than them. I can see the NCAA going, and not getting them in there unless they win the whole Big Ten tournament. But the NIT, man, you got to look at these guys and say, if we're truly trying to make the most competitive tournament we can, we have to have Penn State in there.
And I think ultimately, just to answer your question, and by the way, Jimmy sent a little note. If they wouldn't have gotten a first round bye, it might have helped their chances a little bit by maybe getting another win. But
well, that's true.
Yeah, but that's that ship sailed a little bit. I'm going to go on the record and say that they get in.
Are you really? That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Because I feel the same way.
You're not the only one who can make bold predictions around here. Yeah. All right? That's not just reserved for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I finally got you on the ship. It took a long time, but I got you on the ship. That's good.
You are breaking me with every week that goes by, you're breaking me. I my vote for Big Ten MVP because of you is Jamari Wheeler. And, you know, You start hearing something long enough.
I didn't go that far, all right?
Well, you pushed me there.
But I'll tell you what, does he create some real headaches for offenses? As quick as he is, and he's constantly batting the ball away and everything else, Jamari Wheeler, you know, I thought at the beginning of the year was going to come into his own as a scorer. He hasn't. But, you know, he's getting awfully good at dishing the ball and playing some incredible defense.
That's why I've been calling him the Advil man all year, the Advil man, bringing headaches to the other team.
And occasionally to our team.
That is true. That is true. That's why.
Some plays that has me scratching my head. But, you know, overall, I like Jamari Wheeler a lot.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where they love you guys, the Keystone Sports Network listeners. They also love Jeff Brown. I'd like to extend a very special offer for the blue-white game. Starting at $350 for a group of four people, you can arrive anytime Friday. Stay in their RV lot, which is essentially saying 48 hours of tailgating. Stay through Sunday morning, free parking, free shuttle to and from the blue-white game. Admission for that game is free as well. So $350 for a group of four people. You are not going to do any better than that. Check it out at gopsurv.com. Jeff, let me circle back one more time to Rutgers. Second half, it starts to unravel a little bit. Maybe a little bit of lost urgency. Is that how you would put it? They win 66-65, but way too interesting for comfort.
Oh, absolutely. And I wish I knew what happened in the second half, because they came out like gangbusters. In the first half, they're up 20 points, and you think this game's over. And maybe they did. You know, maybe they coupled that with a couple of other games, you know, they've had where it's, oof, we can take a breather. No, this team can't afford to take a breather. You know, they've got to be intense the entire 40 minutes. They weren't. And they still pulled the game out. Again, look at Josh Reeves and just that last 10 seconds and what he did in the last 10 seconds of that ball game. incredible. And I want to point out, too, Miles Dredd gets the ball, and instead of doing something freshman-like with it, he throws the ball to the other end of the floor. As Mike Lang for the Penguins, you know, in the Penguins broadcast says, took the heat out of a hot kitchen. That's a smart play by a freshman.
Some and growth.
That gives me great hope for the future as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, some growth, some savviness, some growth as we get. They're not really freshmen at this time of year, but no. But yeah, I think to see a heady play is encouraging for the future. Let me ask you just a couple things when it comes to where should fans' heads be at right now? Should fans be thinking about the possibility? And I'm not just talking about you. Put yourself in a normal, probably okay. pessimistic fan. I mean, your average Penn State basketball fan. God bless them. Probably on the pessimistic side. Should they even be thinking about a Big Ten tournament run? The whole way, I mean. Should they be thinking about the possibility of winning this thing?
Let me put it this way. If I had to bet my house and all my worldly possessions, no, I would bet against them. But having said that, I would not be surprised one bit. Like I said, this thing is wide open this year. It's going to be so much fun to watch. Penn State has proven they can beat any team there, but they've also proven that they can lose to any team there. So, you know, I won't be surprised at all, but if I had to put actual cash on the line, I'd say it's going to be pretty tough for them to win the championship. But you get them into the NIT, I think they could win the NIT again.
Back-to-back NIT champions. How does that sound?
Yeah. Well, not like NCAA champions, but it still sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little disappointed because you've been our bold prediction guy, and you won't even put your house up for a bold prediction. You know, that's the definition of bold, Jeff.
But I did say they'd win the NIT, so that's pretty bold.
That's fairly bold. Yeah, that's fairly bold. Yeah. All right, and it's we'll see what happens. They start Thursday night against Minnesota, one game, one step at a time. Purdue, that's another historical game. You know, they lose that game 99-90 in overtime at home.
Yep.
And that was really the low point before Penn State started to get hot. So you have back-to-back opportunities to maybe reverse some wrongs and start creating some rights. Penn State in the Big Ten tournament. Stay tuned all weekend long. Hopefully they make it in through the weekend. It all starts Penn State, Minnesota Thursday night. That's Jeff Brown talking Penn State hoops for us here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out. All Penn State basketball, all Penn State football at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.